Morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KFCO Radio.
Good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, and Central California. Hey, I think we're going to have a controversial show today. I hope we're going to have a controversial show. Wake us all up. The subject is driver's licenses for illegal aliens, yes or no. I bet I can imagine what most of your opinions are on this subject, but who knows? We're going to be on for 2 hours. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
You're driving on Highway 1 in Watsonville, heading south, minding your own business, when all of a sudden a car veers across the lane, smashes into you. Your car is a wreck, and so are you. Turns out the driver is an illegal alien and has no driver's license and no insurance. So now what? We called Governor Davis, signed legislation September 8th. That would allow illegals a driver's license. Backers say it'll make the roads safer. Opponents want to veto the bill and are afraid it will bring in an influx of illegal aliens into the United States. Join us this Saturday on the Saturday Special from 10 a.m. to noon with your host MZ and representatives from both sides as we discuss should they or shouldn't they. That's this Saturday on the Saturday Special with MZ on your wet behind the ears and not on the back radio stations, AM 1080 and 1340 KSCO.
Great promo, Rosie. Great promo. Okay, welcome to officially to 2 hour Saturday special. My name is MZ. We're supposed to have a representative of the Personal Insurance Federation of America, of California, rather, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Davis, who's scheduled to be on the first hour. Have not heard from him. We do not have a phone number for him, so I don't know whether he's going to be on at all. But we do have a gentleman named Terry Anderson, who does a weekly radio program on a very popular radio station in Southern California, KRLA. Let's bring Terry up with us. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special. And you are very passionate about the whole illegal immigrant situation here in the United States, in California in particular. You've built a whole radio show around it. You're not a radio guy, except you've become a radio guy, as I understand it, in the last three or so years since your radio program.
Whether I like it or not.
Yeah, great. So it's... As Rosie said on the promo, Governor Davis on September 8th signed a law, Senate Bill 60, which will give illegal aliens in California the right to have driver's licenses. Now, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, they're illegal aliens, number one. They shouldn't have any driver's licenses because they're illegally in the country, and that would be a reward. Can I go now?
Yeah, okay.
I think
that sort of says it all. But
thank you.
If they're going to, it's sort of like the condom thing. Well, if they're going to have sex, you might as well do it safely.
Yeah.
Right?
Same thing.
I mean, isn't it sort of that kind of a thing? You're not supposed to be having sex because, you know, when you're underage and, you know, before it's right and so forth. But if you're going to do it, golly, shouldn't there be some sort of a safety thing? What about this whole notion?
They're already here. They're here. And we have to deal with them being here, so we might as well make them safe. Well, they can get licenses. Well, they will know the laws of the road. Well, they will know better how to drive, and then they will go out and get insurance. Like, that's some kind of guarantee. These people don't even buy insurance in the countries that they come from. Why are they going to come here and buy insurance? Because somebody tells them they have to. That's ridiculous. Number two, as far as the roads being any safer, come on. Some of these people come from countries where it is permissible to drive while drinking. It is a culture to drive while drinking. They're not going to stop just because they have a legal driver's license now. In states like Texas, Alabama, and I believe Mississippi, the rise in drunk driving by illegal aliens is unbelievable. The stats are going up and up and up every year. And it's a cultural thing, not any particular race that I'm talking about. It just so happens most of the illegal aliens are here from Mexico. That's a fact because of the proximity of the border. But the fact of the matter is these numbers are going up because there are more of them here. You think just because you give them a driver's license, they're going to now stop drinking when they drive?
No. I think it's pretty stupid. You got me convinced. And I didn't, frankly, didn't need you to convince me here. I can't imagine who would be in favor of this. But there must be some great a number of people if the governor signed this, because governors don't sign things that will piss people off typically.
The governor was hispandering to the people out there that he thought would vote for him. That's what he was doing. He wanted to get the Hispanic vote. Turns out that the majority of Hispanic people don't want driver's licenses for illegal aliens. I think it was 51% said no, and he made a mistake. He made a huge mistake, and what he did was he made the numbers worse. He was going to lose anyway. This guy was a clown, and he needed to go. He was the worst clown we've had here, and I don't know how long. He needed to go. He was going to go. But what he did now, he made it convincing. When he did that, when he signed that paper at the DMV right here in Los Angeles, what he did was he made hardcore left-wing radical liberal Democrats that I know and that call my show say, you know what, I was going no on the recall. He's history. He's toast. Goodbye.
Yeah.
He convinced people that were going to support him to not support
look,
him at the
even
last
George Bush and his supporters are pandering to the Hispanic vote, you know? I mean, that's just right? I mean, that's
We have a segment on the show every week called The Most Horriblest Clown of the Week.
Uh-huh.
Okay? George Bush is tied for first place. He's got 9. And it's not just because I decide to make him that every week. It's something that he does during the week that makes him the most horriblest clown. I'm a conservative guy. I lean toward the Republican ideology.
Uh-huh.
But this guy is killing us with his immigration policies. He's killing us. He wants them here. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, all the politicians do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Because they see the writing on the wall, and they know. 5 years ago, Terry, we had one of the hottest Saturday specials that we've ever had, you know, on this, certainly on this radio station and probably any radio station. And you know these people, I'm sure. You know of Barbara Coe.
I know Barbara well.
And you know of Mario Obledo.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you talked to Mario on your show? Or
I never have. We've invited him. He won't come. He's a racist bastard, though.
Well, I'm surprised that because one thing about Mario, we haven't tried. I asked Rosie to see if she could get in touch with him, and she couldn't. It's not as if she did get in touch with him and he declined, but 5 years ago he went on this program with me and with Barbara, and that was back at the time when he was in the news for tearing down that sign that was in Imperial Valley that says near the Mexican border that says Welcome to California.
It wasn't Imperial Valley.
Where was it?
It was on Interstate 10. Just across the Colorado River in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to California, the illegal immigrant state. And he went and tore down that sign.
Immigration state.
Okay.
Yes. Well, he never tore it down. It eventually got torn down, but he threatened to go out and burn it down because, and his statements were just so ridiculous. This is what this guy
said. He did go and deface that sign.
Well, no, he didn't. He threatened to do it. He never went. He himself never went. It was defaced later on by other people.
We're going to have to dig out that program and replay it because it deserves to be replayed anyhow because it was really a hot program.
The day he was supposed to do that, I went to the border with Barbara and other people, and he never showed up. But his statement was this. It's a racist sign. Well, how is it a racist sign when it says illegal immigration? That's a lawful sign, talking about the laws. Secondly, when they asked him about that, he said, well, we know who you're talking about. You're talking about Mexicans because we have the most illegal aliens in the country. Well, he told on himself right there. But I think the reason you can't get him now, I've heard his health is failing. He's not doing well. So
Sorry to hear that. So he, as far as you know, last you heard, he was not practicing law anymore.
I don't know about practicing law, but I heard he wasn't in good health. I heard.
The man we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, again, is named Mario Obledo. He's a person that I knew about 20 years ago when he was the health and welfare secretary of the state of California. And he was in charge of the largest budget of the then seventh largest economy in the world. He was a very nice person. I guess he's still a nice person, but I was astounded on that day in 19, I think it was in the summer of 1998 when he and Barbara did a program on illegal immigration with me on this station, And during that program, I asked him, I said, gee, if there was something that offended you, that was broadcast on this station, would you be inclined to go and tear my towers down? And the answer was yes. And it was chilling. It was chilling.
He said he would burn the sign down. He has no respect for the First Amendment. And he's also, in my opinion, not to reflect your words, I think he's a racist. He is a racist person. Very racist. He is for one group of people.
Now, what I'm hoping will happen is that maybe someone will do. I don't know whether to what extent Rosie tried to reach Mario, but it would be great. And I'm sad if he's not feeling well. But if there was any possible way that anybody can look up, maybe Rosie didn't do this. Look on the Yahoo or the Alta Vista search engines under the white or yellow pages. Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Obledo, O-B-L-E-D-O. If we could somehow get a phone number or the word could go out, it would be great to have him participate in the program today right here on KSCO, AM 1080. Anyhow, I wanted to relate that story to you. Hopefully, what I really would like is for someone who is in favor of this SB 60 that is already law here, which some people are saying Governor-elect Schwarzenegger, once he becomes governor, will somehow reverse. How would he do that? I mean,
I don't think the governor.
Yeah,
has
the governor can't do that.
He can't do it. It has to be legislated, or it has to have an. We have to get the petitions out here and get it on the ballot for the people to vote. That's what we want to do.
Okay,
right,
that's
now
what you want to do. Okay.
Yeah, and they're circulating those now. There's over 100,000 petitions out. We need 383,000 signatures by December the 7th, and then if we get the signatures verified, what it does, all it does, it doesn't get rid of it. It doesn't get rid of it at all. All it does is it puts it on the ballot for March and allows the people to vote. Now, who could possibly disagree with that? I heard Bustamante say in his campaign at two separate debates, he made the same ridiculous statement. He says the vast majority of the people of California want these people to have driver's licenses. I don't believe that, and I think Mr. Bustamante was wrong. And I'm going to tell you something. Let's put it to the vote. This vote is going to be massive. I'm predicting 70%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think you're right. Anyhow, our phone numbers for your participation on the KSCO Saturday special with MZ and Terry Anderson talking about driver's licenses for illegal aliens, yay or nay, 479-1080, 477-1340. If you want to fax us, we're at 475-2967. The area code is 831, and I particularly want to hear from people who have an alternative point of view from Terry Anderson and myself. In other words, that illegal aliens should, and it would be good for the state of California to grant licenses to illegal aliens. I also hope that Jerry Davies, who was scheduled to be on with us here the first hour, will go ahead and call. Maybe he got cold feet. I don't know. So
maybe you heard I was going to be here.
Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about? Are you familiar with this name?
No, I'm only joking.
Okay. All righty, let's go to our first caller, Terry in Capitola. Terry, welcome to the KSCO Saturday special with MZ and Terry Anderson.
Yes, sadly, I won't be the guy that disagrees.
Oh, damn.
So I'm down with my person who shares my name. But apart from the legal issue, the essence of the argument is that they will be safer if they have driver's licenses. And I heard of a AAA study, perhaps you know of it, that said that, in fact, when you're an illegal alien without a driver's license, you drive more safely than when you have a license. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
I had never thought about that one.
If you're already looking over your shoulder and you're already worried about being hassled by the man, last thing you want to do is be speeding or drinking while you're driving.
That's a great point.
That's the best argument of all against it, probably, huh, Terry?
Hey, I thank you for that one, Terry. I'm going to use that one on the show.
Yeah, you should look it up. I heard it was a AAA study. They actually looked into it, and they found that people without licenses drive more safely. It may not have been illegal. It may have been just a study of people who drive without driver's licenses, but it would make sense, because I know of friends of mine who have had their driver's license revoked for this or that, and, boy, they drive the speed limit, and they pay attention to every stop sign, you name it.
Good point.
Cool.
And MZ and Terry, can I make a point here? We have in this country what's called a reciprocity agreement. The reciprocity agreement says that if a person from California goes to any other state with a California driver's license, that state will take that driver's license without question and turn it into, say, a Maine, Colorado, or New Hampshire driver's license. Without question.
It's a full
so we're giving
law.
Driver's licenses to illegal aliens in this state, and they can take that to any state and get a license. Then they no longer have the shadow of California where maybe this guy's an illegal alien with a license. Now he goes to Iowa, he gets a license, he goes around without question because Iowa doesn't give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, but with the reciprocity agreement, they've taken this illegal alien driver's license from California and turned it legitimate.
Can't they make it make the reciprocity not reciprocal for illegals?
Well, I am sure that if this license thing was to go through, many states would stop accepting the California driver's license. That is another problem. But as it is now, they do with the reciprocity agreement. And let me say this. This illegal alien, and I know most of these people that come here are not terrorists. I'm not saying that. Most of them come here to work, I understand, get a better life, all the yip-yap that we hear all the time. They're mostly not terrorists. But if a terrorist does get in with that group and come across with that group, one out of a million, let's say, he can get that same California driver's license, and he can get on an airplane.
No question about it. And about the undoing the law thing, I remember watching the exit polls when Schwarzenegger won. And it was something like 78% of the people, it was a number like that, exiting the poll, said they were vehemently opposed to the Illegal Immigrant Driver's License Act. And that recently the Democrats in Sacramento are starting to look over their shoulder and realize, the people have in fact spoken. We've been kind of out of tune with them. There's an interest, a self-interest in cooperation with Schwarzenegger because all these guys are going to be facing re-election in not too long. It is not beyond the bounds of reason that the legislature could go over to the Republicans. And they say they're not going to oppose him. They're going to try and work with him. And I think that when he goes in there and tries to bring in a new bill through the legislature, not through the initiative process. I prefer the legislature to the initiative process. I'll fall back on initiatives when the legislature's not doing its job.
Terry, thanks very much for your call. Got to interrupt here. We've got to move on, but appreciate your call to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. Let's see. We are coming up on 23 minutes past 10 a.m., and look at this. We have none other than Alan Combs on the phone here. Alan, thanks for calling in. I had called you earlier thinking you might be a person who would be in favor of the illegal aliens having legal driver's licenses in California, and that is apparently the case, huh? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you must be on a cell phone, huh?
I can have you call me back on a hard line if you like.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. What's the number?
I'd better do it to the producer.
Yeah, we better do it through the producer, okay? Noah, can you? Yeah, I'll put it on hold. I'll put Alan on hold, and we can do this on the right way here, okay? Cell phone. You know what? You know, people. Someone was telling me the other day that it's. I think it was on a Clark Howard show that I heard that there are now more people who have cell phones. There are more cell phones that are activated than landlines.
Wow.
And I believe that, but it would be that way with me, too. I'd let go of all the landlines, except here the radio station needs all those. I'd get rid of all my personal landlines, too, if cell phones were much more dependable instead of typically the one like we just heard Alan Combs, who's a nationally syndicated radio host and the co-host of Hannity and Combs. So, Alan, I can't wait to hear Alan's perspective here and have him talking with Terry. So we should be calling him back on the other line here. But in the meantime, let's see. Where were we? I think we have trying to figure out if we should. Are we doing okay, Noah? Should we bring him up? He's on six. Okay, just a second here. Alan, are you there?
Sorry about that. I can't stand cell phones when I'm hosting a show. But,
right.
I don't blame you.
So you use the cell. Okay, well, that's cool. You're out on a book tour to promote your book,
I think,
right?
I'm not at a regular place right now, so hence the cell phone.
Okay. We have as a guest on the program today Terry Anderson, who is spearheading a drive to get a petition out to reverse the SB 60 signed on September 8th by Governor Gray Davis. And
yep.
You know all about that, and
yep.
You're in favor of that, huh?
I'm in favor of it for a number of reasons. First of all, isn't it true, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know California law better than I, that in order to get this, in order to get a driver's license, you have to show an IRS form.
I-10 number.
I'm sorry?
It's an I-10 number.
What is that?
Individual Taxpayer Identification Number.
Oh.
Right. So they already have an identification number for the tax. So I would think the first line, if you don't want these illegals to have any services or do anything, why not go after the IRS for giving them these numbers? But no one's going to do that because you're afraid you're going to get audited. You got, if you want to stop it at the source and stop illegal immigrants from having any rights whatsoever, and, you know, then don't allow them to pay taxes. Don't give them a tax card or a tax card number.
That's an interesting thought. What about the idea of, Alan, of validating someone who is here illegally? I mean, doesn't that make a statement?
We're validating them by giving them a tax code number.
You're saying because we're doing that already, so, you know, the horse is already out of the barn.
The horse has left the barn, and you're giving them certain services. You're giving services. You have a governor who is a liberal Democrat disguised as a Republican who is in favor of giving services. I mean, a new governor coming in, Schwarzenegger, who's in favor of giving services to children of illegals. You can't have it both ways. Do we deny services to the parents and give it to the kids? Do you say only some people can get it? Do we fire every worker who's illegal? Do we destroy the farming and fruit industries? Do we not take their tax dollars that come into the government coffers? So either you have to have an all-or-nothing policy. If they're illegal and that's the argument and they shouldn't be here, you've got to do a lot more than just not give them driver's licenses.
Well, there are shades of gray.
Well,
as Mr.
If you
Logic
want to have shades of gray,
say,
then we can argue how many shades of gray do you want. If they're already here then, and you have that shade of gray already, then I believe you have to be pragmatic. They do put money into the Treasury. And the other argument is, I know you've heard it before, and I happen to believe it's true, that it is better for road safety. These people get illegal Social Security cards, and then they go get driver's license, or they steal driver's licenses, or I should say steal people's identity and get driver's licenses.
Yeah.
It's very unsafe. Road safety, I think it has been shown, would be safer if indeed there were actual driver's tests given to people on the road.
Well, Terry, Alan makes a point. What do you say?
Alan's point sucks. Let me tell you something.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, it's fine.
That's a really good debating technique, and to use such eloquent language. Go ahead.
Hey, I use mine, you use yours. We're from different places. But let me say this.
That's for sure.
I watch you every day on the show, Alan. I appreciate your show. I respect your opinion. But let me just say this. That point of view is typical. That point of view is, I testified in the House of Representatives day before yesterday on issues similar to this. And let me tell you something. We talked about illegal immigration. Neither side was willing to admit that these people were in the country illegally. The Republicans a little more than the Democrats. But
they're
the Democrats,
illegally.
I'm talking about Jackson Lee, Berman, Conyers. None of them will admit that there was wrong for these people to be in the country illegally. And now, Alan, that's what you're doing. You are saying, well, they're here. The law means nothing.
All right, let me ask you this then. All right, do we go to the IRS?
Alan, this is not your show.
Do you
mind if I talk now?
He can only be here for 10 minutes, but Alan, let him ask a question here, okay?
Let me make my point.
Yeah.
I asked the body yesterday the same question I've asked of the LAPD, the LA Sheriff's Department, and the LA District Attorney's Office. What laws as an American citizen do I get to not obey? What laws can I just say, I don't want to do this because I need a better life? I cannot go to Alan Combs' house at night before he gets there and just take up residency in his apartment or his house because I want a better life. It is against the law. And you and the United States Congress refuse to admit that.
Well, tell me what you're willing to do. You're willing to campaign to get the IRS to stop giving them ID cards?
Yes.
Are you willing to round them up?
Yes.
You want to ride around the cities, and I'm not just talking at the border. You want to round up illegals, throw them in vans, and toss them over the border?
Absolutely.
Well, he's consistent, Alan.
You are. I have to admire your consistency. So you're going to have a bunch of people living in fear. You want to go into public schools, and you want to rip their kids out of classes?
I want to go into the nursing homes and take the grandparents out. I want to take them out of hospitals and send them to hospitals in their country.
Right. Well,
I want them to go
man.
Back where they came from. Yes, I do. And if you lived in South Central L.A. where I live, Alan, you would feel the same
and
way.
You want to go into schools and you want to take kids out of classrooms, and you want to instill fear in young children.
Yes.
And you want to go into the elderly, and you want to toss them in vans.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
You know, we see life very differently.
Well, we do, because you're an elitist, and I live in the real world.
I'm not an elitist. I mean, you know, you've got...
You're unaffected by illegal immigration. You're unaffected in your
world. You don't want to hurl names, that's fine.
I'm not. I am affected by it every day. I see what happens to the schools. I've seen what happens to wages. I've seen what happens to the black community
Let me ask you this. Let's say a child...
If you lived where I live, you would feel different.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say a child of an illegal immigrant has a horrible accident, has to go to the emergency room. Would you deny that child
I would give that
services?
Child every bit of medical help we could give him.
Well, there's some inconsistency
Absolutely.
Then.
All right, so now
so you do, you have your you have your limit here, Terry.
Yeah, we have a shade of gray right there.
Okay. Well, that's... So it's sort of... it comes out here that even Terry has his...
I found the humanity in him. I found his compassion.
Well, I have compassion, Alan, but let me tell you, where's the compassion for the American worker? Where's the compassion for the American child who's in a classroom that's got 60 kids in it instead of 40 because all of the rest of the kids are illegal aliens? Where's the compassion because that kid's sitting there with bilingual education not learning nothing all day? There's no compassion.
You're making some broad generalizations that don't really,
really
true to say that kids aren't learning anything.
They're not, Alan.
And don't learn nothing is a double negative. Perhaps you should have taken some English classes.
Well...
Okay, let's bring, we have an interesting call, a caller, the traffic lackey, who hasn't called us in a long time. I want to hear what he has to say. I think he's on line one. Is that you, traffic lackey?
What's happening, MZ?
Okay, well, we're having a good show here. Are you going to make it better?
Yeah, no, try not to use double negatives, by the way. I don't want Alan to attack my argument based on that, because...
I'm not attacking his argument based on that, but I thought he was a little attacking of me, so I thought...
That's fair,
you
Alan.
Know, maybe he predicts that he should be able to take it.
It's fair. I take
Alan,
it.
By the way,
no
I want to tell you, I totally agree with your view. I think we should give them driver's license, and then we could put their addresses on them, and then we can go to their houses and pull them out with machine guns like they did to Alien Gonzalez and deport them.
You want to pull them out with machine guns?
Like they did, like Janet Reno did to aliens.
So you want to go to illegal immigrants, and you want to machine gun them?
I think
no,
we should put Janet Reno...
He didn't say that.
We should put Janet
Reno...
No,
you
Reno
did say that. You want to
the
pull them out with machine guns.
Janet Reno should be head of the INS, and she could go and attack them with machine guns and then possibly smoke them out like they did in Waco.
Well, if, you know, if Alien Gonzalez had not been kidnapped, perhaps they wouldn't have had to rescue him.
He was kidnapped by his mother?
No. His mother was dead. His father wanted to take him home.
Alan, well, believe it or not, I'm on your side on this one.
There we go.
Is, Alan,
there we go. We find some common ground.
Yes, we do.
Ebony and ivory.
There you go. There you go.
Living together. Perfect.
Okay. Hey,
beautiful.
Traffic Lackey, thank you very much for your call this Saturday special.
Have a great day.
Want to hear more from you. Okay, there goes the Traffic Lackey. Who's next? Pat in Santa Cruz. Okay, Pat, you're on the air on the KSEO special with Alan Combs, Terry Anderson, and MZ.
Yeah, hi, you guys. Terry, nice talking with you. I've been aware of your work for a long time, and I commend you.
Thank you, sir.
When Mario Oblato was in town 5 years ago, which you referred to, MZ, I'll quickly blow my own horn here. I told him if he had a problem with that border sign, he could come down to the town clock here in Santa Cruz that Saturday at noon and meet me, because I was going to be displaying an exact replica of it, which I did.
Yeah.
And
by the way, Alan, you know who we're talking about, right?
No.
Okay, Mario Oblato, who 20 years ago was the health and welfare secretary of the state of California.
Right.
At that time, it was the budget that he presided over was the seventh largest budget in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that, and I knew Mario Oblato because I used to be in the video production business, and I used to make videos for the California state government, you know, to promote
right.
their products and PR and stuff like that, to promote their programs, rather. And I knew Mario to be a gentle, kind, nice person. And 5 years ago, on this program, we had Mario Oblato and Barbara Koh, who was an anti-illegal alien activist. And I don't know if you've heard that name, Barbara Koh.
Yes, I have.
Okay. So we had Barbara and Mario on one of these programs in 1998. Shortly after, Mario had, I thought, defaced the sign that said, "Welcome to California, the illegal immigration state." You remember that a little bit? And it just so offended him. It just really bothered him. And here was this nice, dignified man who at least threatened to, and I thought he had, but Terry corrected me earlier in the program and said he did not deface this sign. I asked him during the program, I said, if something was broadcast on KSCO that offended you, Would you take it upon yourself to disconnect or chop down the broadcast towers here? And the answer was yes.
My God.
It was chilling. And I said, here, what happened to this man?
Hmm.
So anyhow, it would have been nice to get him, but no one could find him. So, anyway.
By the way, I think Terry and I might agree on a couple of things. Beside Alien Gonzalez, I have this book out called Red, White, and Liberal. And I have
out.
A chapter called Where Right is Right. They talk about how we ought to put the military on the borders.
I would
probably agree with me on that.
Say, I would agree. Alan, can I just say something to you while I've got you here?
Yeah.
I have the utmost respect for you, and I didn't mean to offend you. Let me just say this. That's just how I talk. I'm from the ghetto. You know what I mean?
I got you. I got you.
But let me just say this. I agree with you about half the time, and I disagree with Sean, even though I consider myself a conservative. But
right.
I have come to my values on this issue from where I live.
I hear how sincere you are.
Yeah, and from where I live is where I come from this. I live in South Central L.A., and I'm telling you, it's rough. 15 years ago, if you'd have asked me if I wanted to deport these people, I would have said no. 10 years ago, I'd have said, well, let's look into it. 5 years ago, I said, let's do it.
You got to admit it's pretty severe to want to rip elderly out of nursing homes.
Would I really? Gently, I would, yes.
It's pretty severe.
It is. But that's where I've come to.
You know, okay. I mean, most people would not be that extreme.
Well, I would try to place them in a nursing home in the country in which they came from. That would be my goal.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hey, let's go to our next caller, Mike, on line one here. Let's see here. Two, how do we do that? Oh, we got to get rid of two here first here. So let me do this and then, hello? Oh, geez.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we lost Alan. Oh, God.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, man. Can you get him back? Yeah, you got the number? Let's get Alan back, okay? Oh, jeez. And we lost Santa Cruz Mike also, unless you're still there, are you,
MD,
Mike?
I dumped a senator one night by mistake.
Well, it wasn't
so
by mistake. It's
it
this,
happened.
It's this damn equipment is not acting, the VIP lines are not acting like VIP lines. It's supposed to prevent that from happening. You know, it's supposed to be idiot-proof, but
wait
it's not.
Tape a little, put a piece of tape over the button so you can't press it again.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just trying to get rid of Pat so we would open up the line. Anyhow, my guess is that we're not going to be able to hook up with Alan because he's on a book tour anyhow, and he probably had to leave anyhow. But, Mike, you know what we could do? You want to do a commercial break? No, he's trying to reach Alan. You think we'll get him? Okay. Here, put him on hold here. Yeah? Well, I could do a song and dance. And have anybody heard a good joke lately? I don't know. Okay, Mike, just go ahead.
Hey, you know, I think it's interesting we're dealing with the illegals and the driver's license, but my question is, I think there's something more important to deal with. Why are the illegals here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, our federal government could keep them out. Our state government could keep them out, but they don't want to. And I think there's some good reasons why they're not doing that.
Mike is absolutely right.
Now, think about this.
Okay, wait a second here. Let's see if we can bring us all together here. Okay, are we all together again?
We're all together.
I'm sorry, Alan, here. This is not idiot-proof like it's supposed to be.
I do. You're doing my act. I do that all the time.
All right.
And Alan, we missed you.
Yeah. And we have Santa Cruz Mike, who's real articulate, who wanted to bring a new perspective. Go ahead, Mike, real quick.
Well, I think we should talk about why the illegals are here. Other than the fact that they're leaving Mexico, which would be a pathetic place to live, but they're here because our politicians want them here. They want them here from a federal level. They want them here from a state level. And the proof of that is that you go to any airport in this country that's of any size, all the signs are in Spanish and in English. Now, that took years of planning and approving to get things done. You look at the who benefits from having the illegals here. And I'm going to say Mexican immigrants in general, the illegals are just a small part of the whole population that's coming up here. The farmers benefit so that we can eat because little white boys won't pick food anymore. The black minorities don't work the way they used to work. They can't do that. They don't do those things anymore. We don't have anyone else to do that. You go to any restaurant you want to go to in Carmel, in Santa Cruz, who's going to be cooking the food back there? It's not going to be little white boys. It's going to be Mexicans.
Yeah.
I have a question. But
wait a minute, Gabe. Alan's got to leave, so let's let him say your piece here.
Yeah, well, I think you make a great point. Clearly, this is the government knows it goes on. We have bilingual signage. The IRS knows it goes on. So if there's really going to be the kind of world Terry wants, you really have to go a little deeper than just deny them driver's licenses. You've got to have them stop issuing ID cards. You've got to really crack down on employers who hire them. There was a story just this past week that Walmart, you know, was hiring or subcontracting. And those subcontractors hiring a whole bunch of illegals. So Walmart does this all the time so they can undersell the competition.
Walmart did not pay less
money to their workers. This is where you got to go. If you want to really do what Terry wants, I think that's the level on which you have to deal with this problem.
Alan, may I just say this?
First of all, you're
absolutely right. But let me just say this. We're working on all those different things. They just happened to call me today on this driver's license.
I got you. And I understand you're consistent. I just disagree with how severe you are about it.
Well, I understand.
You do have a little shade of gray, we found. But
we're
a little more shaded, I think.
The employer sanctions. We're working on all that stuff. But this just happened to be a show about the license.
I understand. And I'm for it for all the reasons above.
Okay, there's another reason that's more important than all this. And that is, we have an aging population and declining birth rate. For our Social Security and all of our pension and our retirement funds to function, it's built on an upside-down pyramid scheme. The population must increase. The quickest and easiest way to get a population in America and get the breeding going and have children who can support the baby boomers who are going to retire is through bringing the illegal immigrants and others into our country.
Wow, hear that population, Pat?
Well, the thing is, you can't support Social Security with the continuing declining birth rates. It's already broke. There has to be more people putting into it. How do you get that? Through federal and state helping the immigrants come in this country, helping them to pay taxes, helping them to be productive citizens.
Wow, that's great.
Alan, listen,
I know you got to leave here.
I do have to go.
Yeah, and what are the chances of your program getting your radio program getting on earlier in prime time?
None.
Yeah, because you got
to
do the Hannity and Combs thing,
I
huh? And all
like
that preparation.
The hours I'm doing, and we're doing quite well in that time slot, and we're keeping it where it is.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Actually, are you going to cancel me if I stay late?
No. Come on. Get out of there. No. You're great, and I'd like to have you on at a more prominent time here.
Actually, these hours really work well, and it's where we're making some really great headway nationally. And there's no other live late night program like the one I'm doing. Certainly none hosted by one with my political point of view. So,
right, he's such a reasonable guy that people on the other side actually like and respect. I mean, you got a lock on that in this country, I think.
We're trying.
So, okay.
Thank you very
much.
Hey,
continued success to you. And your book is on the stands now.
It's Red, White, and Liberal. Regan Books, HarperCollins.
Okay.
I even know some conservatives that like his book.
I wrote it with that in mind. I want conservatives
right.
to understand how we think.
Yes, they like it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you, Alan.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There goes Alan Combs, and it is now 18 minutes before 11 a.m. It's hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. We're talking about illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses here in the state of California. It is now a law. Should it continue to be a law? We have as a guest Terry Anderson, who is a talk show host on KRLA in Los Angeles. And let's go to our good friend Harold in Aptos. Harold, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, generally speaking, I'm going to speak as a historian and tell you that I study the Latinos, and why you don't want them here in big numbers is they have no concept of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution of the United States, and they do not believe in it. They've shouted Reconquista, Viva la Raza, etc. Now, to the specific topic, I lived in Watsonville, California, a farming community. Alan's arguments are, you give them driver's licenses and they will be responsible. Okay, they've abandoned 300 cars around the Watsonville area, the farm workers are now, as soon as they become inoperable. That's one thing they do. And, of course, they'll use it to get on social services and welfare, and this is what we're concerned about. And, we have a Highway 101 freeway here between Watsonville and Salinas. It's deadly. The Latinos are driving drunk with drugs, guns in the car, and they're killing many people every week. And you want to give these illegal farm workers a driver's license? Give me a break. Thank you, Michael.
Can I respond to what Harold said?
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
See, there's people that would hear that and say that's racist.
He hung up, but maybe he's probably listening.
Yeah, there's people that would hear that and say that's racist. But a lot of what he said is very factual. I mean, and people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. Now, I'm not against Latino people. Like I said, many of the supporters of our show are Latino, 38% actually. But the fact of the matter is that there's a certain part of the immigrant Latino culture that drinks and drives. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Just like the rest of us.
Oh, we have, but we're a little lower.
The rest of, well, not me, I'd never do that. But,
me and you both.
Yeah, okay. But let's go to our next caller here at 10:45. That would be our own Dave Allen. Dave, you're on the air on the KSL.
Hey,
special.
How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Dave?
You know what, there's a big factor that I figured out all on my own. a lot of these so-called, the illegal workers, farm workers, like your other guest said, the corporate farms like them here because they provide cheap labor.
Right.
But I think the reason the federal government tolerates it, probably encourages it, is the main reason is, if you think back, the Social Security system is bankrupt. A lot of these people that come to work, when they're asked which is Social Security number, they just make up a number. They just create one out of their mind. Thus, they pay into that every week with their paycheck, but they will never, ever collect that money. Therefore, it helps to subsidize the federal government's Social Security.
But if what you're saying is true, then why is the federal government even contemplating now giving Social Security benefits to illegal aliens in Mexico? Yeah, that's on the table now in Washington. They are contemplating giving. They are saying it's going to cost $380 billion to do this, to give them these benefits. If they worked in this country more than 18 months, even if they worked illegally, they're going to give them Social Security benefits now. So where's the profit for the Social Security system? There is none. It just went out the window.
Well, because a lot of them, you know, fail to follow up on paperwork. You know,
they can fill out the paperwork, Dave. They can fill it out retroactively now and make a claim, just like they did for the amnesty. They were supposed to be here, what, 5-6 years to get into the amnesty? Some of them had been here 2 days, and all they had to do was get somebody to sign the paper. They can get that paperwork, buddy. They can get it.
Well, there's a whole reason or contention behind this thing. Without sounding conspiratorial, it's called Agenda 21.
I agree.
Which goes back to the whole global thing with WTO, the NAFTA, which is what they want to merge our society down to second, third world country. That's one way to do it.
And it's even, you know, the earlier guy who talked about the cheap labor and how this country would fold if we didn't have the cheap labor. We call it on my show, we call that the PCBS. And let me tell you why. If these farmers didn't have this cheap labor, you know what they would do? They would mechanize like the farms around the world have done. They would get machines to pick their vegetables, to plant their vegetables, and we wouldn't have to have any labor out there other than the guy driving the truck, and that's the farmer himself. But because we've got this influx, this huge surplus of this cheap labor coming in here every day with the newer wave ready to undercut the last wave, the farmer doesn't have to mechanize, and it's cheaper for him to do it that way. And where does this fall? Okay, the farmer gets the cheap labor, and the government pays the subsidy. The government pays the medical, the schooling, the welfare, the WIC, the food stamps, the Section 8 housing. The government pays all of this stuff so the farmer can have cheap labor. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, to subsidize the corporate farming, which boils down to, once again, the global corporations.
Okay, here's something interesting. It's typed up on the screen. Robbie,
yeah,
the gun guy, says the primary way of getting a gun is through a driver's license.
Another point. They can get licenses now and get the guns.
Wow. Hey, Dave, thanks a million for calling this,
yeah,
Saturday special.
Look,
great to hear from you. Hang in there. Okay, that was Dave Allen. Okay, and you're still here. You're still here, right, Terry?
Allegedly.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back on the other side of the break here with Mark in Watsonville, Norbert in Santa Cruz, and Captain K in SoCal. There's more, a lot more ahead on the KSEO Saturday special, so stay with us. We'll be back.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.
I'm way too busy to get a line of credit right now, so I'm letting LendingTree get one for me. Well, actually, they're getting me four. See, I fill out one simple form and get four offers back within hours. I will eventually have to take a minute to choose one, but that's the fun part anyway.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
We share the same hopes, the same dreams. We face the same challenges. That's why when it comes to helping you protect all you work for, nobody does it better than your neighborhood State Farm agent.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick. I want to tell you why I stand behind Dr. Wallach's American Longevity products. Strength, purity, quality without compromise. Every bottle of American Longevity Majestic Earth Minerals contains 19,000 milligrams of all plant-derived colloidal minerals taken from only one source, leached out with only pure water. Give your body what it needs, and you'll be amazed at how good you can feel. Now about me. I'm a full-time homeschooling mother of four. And even in these uncertain financial times, I pay the mortgage in one of the most expensive places to live in the U.S. How? My American Longevity Home business. The most flexible, profitable, and enjoyable work I've ever done. I'd really love to talk to you. So if you're in the San Lorenzo Valley, call me. I'm at 831-335-3216. That's 335-3216. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from Gotnet. Gotnet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, Gotnet has a solution to fit your needs. Gotnet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and Cold Fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. Gotnet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call Gotnet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. Gotnet?
Hi, I am Rustin McDonald, the voice of the Cabrillo College Seahawks. And you've been waiting a long time for this. It's Seahawk football on KSCO Radio. All the sight, sound, and action of Cabrillo College football. Your Seahawks are coached by Steve Cox, who uses a wide-open offense that is fan-friendly. And speaking of great fans, the Cabrillo College Seahawks are going to have a great halftime feature. All you have to do is come to the game. Three people will attempt a 25-yard field goal to win a 30-day membership to Spa Fitness Center. All you have to do is kick and win. The Seahawks will come your way each Saturday at 7 p.m. on KSCO Radio. So don't miss Cabrillo College football on KSCO Radio. Cabrillo football is also sponsored by Dennis Silva at Santa Cruz Financial.
This is your favorite radio station, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California, 1080 on your dial.
Indeed, it is your favorite radio station with MZ and special guest today, Terry Anderson, a talk host interested in the illegal alien driver's license problem. Let's bring Terry back on. You there, Terry?
I'm here.
Okay, and as promised, we're going back to the phone lines. Mark in Watsonville has been waiting for quite some time. What line is Mark on? Here we go. I think he's on line 5. Are you there? Okay. I feel like a fool today, so why don't we just pack up the show and leave? Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Go ahead and talk. Say your piece while I get Terry back on, okay? Just a sec here.
Okay, wait.
Okay, I'm going to let him do his thing here. And that one. Go ahead.
I really wanted to talk to Terry.
You'll talk to him. We'll have him on in just a second here.
Okay.
These buttons are not working properly, and I don't know what we're going
to
do here.
What Alan Combs had done, and I wanted to talk to him also, he made a few misstatements of fact. You cannot get a California driver's license with a taxpayer ID number. You need to have a Social Security number. Up until 1994, anyone could get a driver's license. You did not have to show proof of a Social Security number when you went down to DMV to get your license. The reason that was pulled was not some great conspiracy against illegal aliens. The reason it was pulled was under demands from the federal government that our child support services were not up to par, in that absentee fathers were not paying their child support, basically.
Did you get that, Terry, who's
just
back
half,
with us?
Just half of it.
Oh, Terry, up until 1994, you could get a driver's license in California. Anyone
right.
could. And where Alan Combs is wrong, you cannot get one with a taxpayer ID number. You have to have a valid Social Security number. And the reason being was a demand put on us by the federal government, in that our child welfare payments were way out of skew, in that many absentee fathers were not paying their child support. So what the California came up with: show a Social Security number when you get your driver's license. If you are in arrears in your payments, they will yank your driver's license as sort of an incentive to come up to par. This worked very well, actually. And it's one thing they're ignoring right now in doing this, that we are going to be out of balance again with the federal government, and they're going to come down fairly heavily on us with penalties and then cutting out matching funds with child support services. The other thing, if you check with your insurance companies, when this law passed, 2 million drivers were eliminated from the California driving rolls. They were gone because they could not renew their license. The insurance companies did not lose 2 million customers, meaning that these people were driving legally for all these years without insurance.
That's true. So
there is no incentive for when they get their license this year to go out and buy insurance. And I checked with my agent, an uninsured individual going to get his first policy will be placed on assigned risk. A minimum liability insurance policy will cost him $3,200 a year. So
like they're going to pay that.
Correct.
You know, the thing with the I-10 number, the individual taxpayer identification number, that was one of the things that Zedillo used to sell this bill to Davis, was that they were going to use the I-10 number. Now, this is with the new system for this new driver's license bill. They were going to use the I-10 number that is, like Alan said, that's recognized by the federal government. So, therefore, why wouldn't we as California taxpayers recognize it, too? That's what they use it for this time. And it's really ridiculous because the Internal Revenue Service wrote to every governor in this country, all 50, and to all 50 Department of Motor Vehicles, sent them a letter saying, look, do not use the I-10 number for identification of new applicants because we do not check the identity of the people who apply for it. They ask for it, we give it to them, we don't know who they are. And the federal government said that this year, and still these people use this to push it through, knowing that the federal government was against it, and Davis signed it.
Another point where Alan Combs was wrong in that related to the Walmart incident, a bill just failed in Congress, and it was defeated by the Democrats in that where when a prospective employee presented you a Social Security number, you would have an immediate number to call to cross-reference that number with that person's name. And that was defeated on privacy issues by the Democrats in Congress, which would eliminate all hiring capabilities of illegal aliens in that these fake Social Security numbers would be detected prior to that person being
now,
hired.
This is a very disturbing message that just got typed up on the screen here. Ben and Selena says, see, I told you every little weenie racist would come out of the woodwork, and Ben will not dignify this show with a call. He is absolutely outraged.
Yeah, I wonder.
Now, listen, Ben, if you won't do it for me, do it for my beautiful mother, whom you said you always have respect for but don't particularly agree with politically. Why don't you give us a call so you could talk with Terry before he has to leave?
Yeah, Ben's a coward. We get a lot of those on my show, too. They're cowards. They won't call, but they'll leave
their message. Ben calls a lot, but I've never heard him say, I mean, he's one of the most vocal people. In fact, earlier in the show, someone called and asked our Noah to type on the screen, brain dead Ben would probably be able to get hold of Mario Oblado in a flash.
Yeah, well.
But a lot of people don't like Ben, but he does bring a totally different perspective to much of what is otherwise conservative talk on this radio station.
But here's the problem. They toss out this word racist. Well, in effect, believe it or not, Mario Oblado is a racist. The reason I said that about him, he says if you don't like it, go back to Europe. He says California is going to be a Hispanic state. He made that statement. How about Art Torres?
Yeah, he said better get used to it. That's right. He said that on our station, on our show too, 5 years ago.
How about Art Torres, who said 187 was the last gasp of white America in California? And then he made the statement, while he was still a senator, he says, the reason why I fight so hard for affirmative action is so the white boys can have a job. I mean, all these racist statements, one after the other, and we're going to take back California house by house, block by block. Look at Mecha. Look at Mecha's motto.
What?
Por la raza todo, fuera de la raza nada.
Well,
point of order before I have to get off.
Mark, are you the same Mark who sent me an email the other
day? Yeah, yeah.
You're upset about Quigley.
Well, I think that's a pretty rotten thing he did. He gave those women's personal descriptions, physical descriptions.
Okay, Thank you for calling the Saturday special.
Wait a minute,
the alligator's going to get us. We'll put you on hold, we'll carry you in. Ben did call in. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 11 a.m. We'll be back in 6 minutes.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Kurt Lewis.
I heard pow. A
followed by three
in Santa Cruz. We now return to the Saturday special. Keep it right here.
Hey, Noah, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. When that announcer from USA News, they're always telling people to go to their website. You know, if everybody's being told to go to websites and everybody goes to websites, it means that everybody's competing for everybody's attention, and the big media can't just do that. I mean, everybody's competing for every. So who's going to be left to listen to KSCO or listen to even the big stations? Because everybody's going to be going to websites. I mean, have you ever thought of that? I don't know. It just hit me here. Let's start the second hour.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
We don't know. We don't know, but it might get hot enough this hour that we all need showers. It almost happened last hour, but the topic's pretty hot, so stay with us here.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And we want to welcome everybody to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ, as it has always been, and I have never changed it, nor do I ever intend to, because I'm proud to be an MZ. And we have as a guest on the Saturday Special today, Terry Anderson, who is a talk show host from KRLA in Los Angeles, and I think he's on a number of other stations as well, if I'm not mistaken. And Ben Insulinas has honored my request for him to call, even though he was incensed and outraged more than he apparently has ever been before in his years of listening and participating in KSCO Talk Radio. But, Ben, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
And I apologize for this call because due to some anger at many things I say, I promise not to call today. But when this punk calls me a coward, you know, my grandfather and my dad, they worked like dogs for peanuts to raise us, and they were not illegal aliens. The Mexicans are the hardest working people on the face of this damn earth, and California would be a swamp without the backbone work.
Maybe I missed something. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Of course he did. He called me a coward, and I'm going to put the gentleman in his place. Mexico, California would be a swamp without the back-breaking work of Mexicans. People like my old lady, our families, yeah, sure, a lot of them came here. When you run from starvation, it's your right as a human being. You know, well, you know what, Terry? A man is a man and a man, and a man with a wife and children to feed has a right to go anywhere. And it's true what the gentleman a few calls ago said. Little white boys ain't gonna get out there and work in those fields because they would be turning in by the end of the day, workman's comp claims for their twisted out backs. That is hard backbreaking work, especially the weather being what it is, sir. And also in your restaurants, the reason a dinner cost you $100 instead of $300, you got Mexicans back there washing the dishes, doing the, go to Benihana in Monterey here. You got Mexicans, not Chinese, cutting up those shrimp and feeding your family, sir. I mean, and believe me, I spent my life as an entertainer. I love, here in Salinas, yeah, we got 20% racist idiots, you know, but the other 80% of you white people are actually beautiful, wonderful people. But, you know, don't disrespect the Mexican workers, sir. You got to remember, sir, your missions were built by slave Indians who were killed if they wouldn't co-op, and now Mexicans. And it's true what the other gentleman said.
Ben, thank
they've been
you.
Paying money into the Social Security forever.
Do I get a shot at
turn
this?
In claim.
Ben, thank you.
No, I'll
good.
Shut up and let someone talk.
Hey, Ben, don't go away.
I'm sticking around. Hey, I don't run from nobody.
Wait a minute.
No, Ben, I wasn't saying you run away. I just didn't want you to talk.
Guys, wait a minute. The guru of the Los Angeles economy is on hold, and he's supposed to be a guest on the second hour.
Yes, sir.
But go ahead real quick here, you know, have your little exchange and then
I don't want to offend Ben. I wasn't talking against the Mexican people, Ben. I never did. And if you listen to my words, I never said that. As far as me calling you a coward, hey man, I said that because I didn't think you were coming. You showed up, you proved me wrong. As far as me being a punk, I got your punk. Now, we got all that out of the way. Let me say this.
You call me white. I'm not a white boy. I'm black.
I didn't say you were white.
Well, you said you white people. I thought you were talking to me.
No, I don't know who you
are.
I
didn't know you were black.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I right now I picked up the inflection. I can tell he's black.
Oh,
you know?
Well, that puts a whole... No, we can't have you on the radio.
He's what we call...
Got to go now.
No, you're going to have to go now.
You got to get rid of me now.
No, he's an educated black man.
Let me say this. Let me address some of what Ben said right quick, because I got to get out of here too, folks. I got somewhere to go today. But let me just say this. Ben talked
about... Just because I said that you were... No, never mind. Yeah. Okay, I know. I see that. Oh, Noah, thank you. I know. Like, our guest. Go ahead. We'll get Jack Kaiser on. He's going to be the guest a second. Have you heard of Jack Kaiser?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
neither have
you
I.
You should. Okay, well, we better hurry up.
Ben talked about how this, you know, how they worked hard, and, you know, it wasn't for that, California wouldn't be what it is. Well, I'm not impugning the work of Hispanic people here in this country. Ben also said that I'm a racist. Well, how can I be a racist just for asking the laws of this country to be observed? Thirdly, Ben says people have the right to go anywhere they want to go to do better. And I would ask Ben, does that include your house? Can I come to your house?
Sure,
no,
you
I
can.
Can't. And
yes,
they cannot
can.
Come to my country. We have laws. We are a nation of laws. You can't. If we open these borders to the whole world, I would guarantee you that three-quarters of the people in the world would be here in America, and you would want them put out then, Bennett.
Yeah, but we're talking about driver's license.
Okay, but he brought up this stuff, not me.
Okay.
Okay.
It's my fault. Ben, I started it all. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome, Mr. Z.
Okay, talk to you later. Now,
see you, Ben.
There goes Ben and Salinas. And here comes our guest for the second hour, Jack Kaiser, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Economist on the staff of the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation, LAEDC. He's been called the guru of the Los Angeles economy by the Los Angeles Business Journal. And Mr. Kaiser is responsible for interpreting and forecasting economic trends in the L.A. five-county area. Welcome to KSCO, Jack.
It's good to be with you today.
Okay, so we are hoping that you will help provide a little balance to our radio program here. Most of the people who call are very much against illegal aliens having driver's license in the state of California. What do you think?
Well, you're balancing several things here. One thing you have to say is this would make them one step down the road towards legal residence. Another thing, it would probably help to improve homeland security. The other thing that would it do would help eliminate some of the problems with unlicensed drivers getting in accidents. People on the other side, of course, are very, very emotional about it. They think it's the wrong thing to do, including some Latins in Los Angeles. I've run across several who said we should not be doing this.
Jack, have you heard of the talk host Harry Anderson?
Yes, I've heard of the talk host Terry Anderson.
Okay, he's on with us right now.
Okay.
And Terry, you there?
Yeah.
You've got to leave pretty quick here.
Yeah,
I've
got
to
go to an affair for Tom Tancredo's congressman today.
But so I figured, you know, you and Jack better talk if you're going to do some talking here on this show, since you have to leave pretty soon. Jack can be with us for the rest of the hour. Am I right, Jack?
Yes.
Good.
Nice to meet you, Jack.
Nice to meet you, long distance.
I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't think there's any guarantee that these people will get insurance. I don't think there's any guarantee that these people will drive any better than they've been driving. And I think it is a bad precedent to set, to take a legal document, the biggest legal document we have in the state of California, and give it to these people and say, look, here, you are as good as we are now. They are not. I'm not saying they're not as good as people. They are not citizens. And people are blending the word resident and citizen together ever more. In San Francisco, they want to let illegals vote in elections now, and legal immigrants vote in school elections. That is something reserved for citizens. And I think if you're not in this country legally with a green card, or you're a citizen in this country, you do not deserve that privilege. And that's what it is. We all know that privilege of driving. It's not a good idea.
Jack.
And it is, one more thing, it is a mini amnesty is what it is, because as Jack just said, he made a very good statement. It is a move towards legalization.
Has Terry said anything that makes you bristle, Jack?
No, because it's a very complicated subject. A lot of it gets right.
You wanted controversy.
Yeah,
but it gets down.
You want this hour to be as spicy as last hour, if possible.
MZ and Jack, I got to go, fellas. I'm sorry.
Is it something I said or did?
No, I told you I had to leave at this time.
I know, I'm only giving you a hard time.
I know. I appreciate you inviting me. I want to thank everybody that welcomed me. I even was the guy's name was Dan?
Ben,
I send you my best, buddy.
Ben and Salinas, yeah.
You're my fellow American. Jack, I'm sorry I couldn't stick around. We'll talk at another time.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys take care.
Best of luck with your
buddy.
Show, Terry. Thank you, sir.
Can I get my website?
Sure, please. It's a good one. I saw it this morning.
TheTerryAndersonShow.com. We're on at KRLA in Los Angeles at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 870 a.m. and 8 stations across the country.
Great.
Take care.
Best of luck.
All right.
Bye now. Okay, so Jack, you bring a perspective of the economist to this argument here, and let it all hang out.
Okay. Well, many things driving this whole thing. I think one thing is that in Mexico, their economy hasn't been able to grow fast enough to generate jobs for their rapidly swelling population. And so a lot of people were looking for opportunity. People all around the world look for opportunity. And unfortunately, the United States over a long period of time hasn't done a very good job of addressing this issue, dealing with border security. And so it's something, it's not new. There's been efforts a couple of years ago, you know, over the past couple of years to have driver's license for undocumented. And it's always very emotional. But you have to say this is a very complicated thing because it involves what's going on in other countries, what's going on in Washington, D.C., but unfortunately it all stops in California. And I know it's a very controversial piece of legislation. Maybe we need to go back and do some tweaking to say, okay, if you want to get a driver's license, then you also have to obtain insurance. So it's, you know, you just sort of shake your head over it all. And then you go around Southern California and you look at all the work being done by Latinos, very, very interesting. Somebody said they're in the back washing the dishes in Los Angeles. Some of the best chefs in the city are Latinos coming out of Los Angeles Trade Tech. So what do you got? It's one of these things that probably is not solvable to make everybody happy.
It's good that we go back to the phone lines now. By the way, if you want to call, we have a couple of open lines at 477-1340 in area 831. It's the KSCO Saturday Special with MZ and Jack Kaiser, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Economist of the Economic Development Corporation of Los Angeles County. We're talking about the impact of driver's licenses for illegal aliens, which is now a law in the state of California, and which our guest from last hour, talk host Terry Anderson, is going to be actively involved to rescind that law, actually. So what do you think? Give us a call, 477-1340. Want to thank Norbert in Santa Cruz and Captain Kay in Soquel, who called in such a long time ago, for still holding. So we're going to go to them in that order here. Let's take Norbert's phone call. Norbert, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, is this MZ?
It sure is.
Hey, this is Norbert. I just want to say that my parents and our family immigrated to this country back in 1952, and I remember my mom and dad going to night school to learn English and having to go through the citizenship process and learning how to drive and get driver's licenses, you know, and all that stuff was only 50 years ago. And things have changed so much, I just think that it's the best thing that people immigrate to this country legally. They wait in line like my parents had to do and like we had to do, and that's the thing that we have to start with in this country is
obeying the rule of law.
I
don't think too many people will disagree with that, and so obviously you are not in favor of driver's licenses being handed out to illegal aliens.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, if they're not going to obey the very first law of, you know, coming to this country legally or illegally, are they going to obey other laws? I don't know. I don't think so. Can we trust them? You know,
okay.
I don't know. That's you know, about my feelings, and that's about all I've got to say.
Okay,
and,
well, thank you very much.
I wish you
calling.
Well, Mike.
Okay.
And we went to school together way back when.
Oh, really? Norbert,
oh, yeah.
Norbert Nunes? No, that was Robert Nunes. Norbert, yeah, okay.
Norbert Newman.
Norbert Newman, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, thanks for listening to KSCO.
Yeah, it's my first time calling in, and I appreciate your radio station.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you for the kind words. There goes Norbert in Santa Cruz. Here comes Captain K, whoever that is, in Soquel. You're on the air, Captain.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to say a couple things. This is, for one, a very complicated issue. Also, someone has spent 25 winters in Mexico driving with the population. So to throw a different curve into the picture, we do have the aliens here, and they do drive. So if we're going to, I'm sort of leaning towards a non-resident driving license where they have to mandatory school to make our road safer, and at the same time they have to apply for insurance. That's sort of my take on it.
What do you think, Jack?
I think that's a very logical way to go. You know, you don't want people driving around without licenses, not taking all the tests and learning all the rules of the road. And you also want that insurance. I mean, if you want any idea of what's going on and the problems with people getting into accidents without licenses, you just look at the backs of all the buses in Los Angeles with all the ads for abogados, and you know what that's all about.
Well, yeah. It's here too. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. In fact, no. On the telephone books, is there a telephone book in the world that doesn't have an ad for an abogado? I mean, or lawyer, you know, in more English speaking areas. So, yeah. So, Captain K, anything else?
Well, in Mexico, I don't think we should accept their licenses because my ex girlfriend got a license in Mexico and there was no test. She had to wait in line for about half an hour to pay a small fee and get her picture taken, and that's about the extent of their licensing. And another thing is, since this new law has gone into effect about the Social Security number to get your driver's license, I was sent a letter from DMV saying I've been a good license, and they were going to send me my new license, and then they sent back asking for the Social Security. And for 6 months now, I've had to go in and get a temporary 2 months because there's a problem with my Social Security number not matching what they say it is. So here I am, a legal alien, having to deal with trying to get my driver's license, and hearing that illegal aliens can get one. I think if they can, there's got to be some strict regulations.
Did you say you are a legal alien?
No. Yes, I've been in San Cruz 41 years. I've been here my whole life.
Okay, a legal alien. Okay,
illegal alien. But I'm having a hard time getting my permanent driver's license. So I'm hearing all this about illegal aliens getting driver's license.
Maybe you'd be better off switching your status from legal to illegal.
That's what I'm beginning to think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call to the KSCO Saturday Special, where it is now 23 minutes past 11 a.m. It's hour number two. We're talking about illegal aliens and driver's licenses in the state of California. It is a law. Should it be or should it not be? What do you think? 479-1080. 477-1340. My guest this hour is Jack Kaiser, who is with the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, and he brings the economic perspective to the argument here. If you were a king, Jack, and you could order this either a law or not a law for your kingdom, for illegal aliens to have driver's licenses, what would you do?
I would order a law that would be somewhat different. They would have to get driver's licenses, but they would have to also get insurance, and they would have to take driving schools, driving tests.
Oh, that's just like everybody else. So,
no, just like everybody else.
Because I don't think anybody, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the law that Gray Davis signed into effect on September 8th exempts people, even the illegal aliens, from taking driver's education. I mean, right?
Well, it would be a mandate, and I think a lot of times when you find undocumented, what they're struggling is they're here, they're trying to get by. In many cases, they do have families, and they don't have the money or the time to go to these classes, and so this is something that we've got to confront. You have
right.
People in literally the underground economy. We know it's very, very large in Los Angeles County, and it creates a lot of problems for various types of entities. And so the people are here. In many cases, you have to say, can we send them all back to where they came from? That would cause all kinds of an uproar, and it would hurt a lot of industries because they depend on these people working. So we've got a real problem that's developed over a long period of time, and I think one of the most unfortunate things is the people in Washington, D.C. don't really look at it in a logical fashion, because after all, this is a problem for California, and we all know that California is loony, don't we?
Have you seen the article in the LaTimes.com, which I thought was a Latino publication, and it actually is the LA Times? That's how I read this thing when I'm holding this in my hand. Rosie printed this up from the internet yesterday, and it's apparently a story that appeared in yesterday's edition. in the Valley section. Study foresees crisis for Latinos in L.A. County.
Oh, okay.
Report
yes.
awards grades of C and D for access to necessities and offers several public policy recommendations to aid economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that article?
Yes, I did. That was a study that was done for the United Way of Los Angeles, and they've looked at this issue over a period of time. And you run into all kinds of interesting little things here. People not having access to education, it's not because they're being prevented, it's just because it's financially difficult for them to have access to education. You found some very interesting, innovative programs. For example, a small city in Los Angeles County called Paramount, and they were working with the parents of children in school. And the parents wanted their children to go to college, but they really didn't know, you know, how to do it, how to go about the whole process. And so the city of Paramount has been working with the parents to help the children advance. So it's almost like grassroots. And as I say, it's a very complicated issue. If somebody would snap their fingers and all the undocumented would disappear from Southern California, the area would grind to a halt in a pretty quick period of time. And so this is something that people have to acknowledge. They're here, they're doing a lot of things that otherwise might not get done.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody would argue with that. We're talking with Jack Kaiser in L.A., and it's the KSCO Saturday Special on AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, your favorite radio station. My name is MZ, and we're talking about illegal aliens and driver's licenses. Specifically, it looks like all of our lines are jammed, but you can try. You can be prepared to call 479-1080 or 477-1340 if you want to chip into the conversation. If you are on hold now, a line just opened up. I see it, 479-1080. But if you are on hold now, we promise we will get to you during this program. Let's go to our next caller. That would be Ken in Salinas. Ken, welcome to the Saturday Special with MZ and Jack Kaiser.
Well, thank you for taking my call, MZ.
You bet.
Mike, one question is when was the last time anyone ever looked at their driver's license other than receiving it in the mail?
Well, I looked at it the other day when I got a speeding ticket, but that was not a speeding ticket. I swear that the CHP guy was pointing his radar gun at some other car. I mean, there's no question about that because I get stopped for driving like an old lady. But anyhow, I answered your question.
Right. Now, most people look at the front. Now, do you ever look at the back? It's in the lower right-hand corner. It says, this license is issued as a license to drive a motor vehicle. It does not establish eligibility for employment, voter registration, or public benefits. If that is enforced, then I am all for illegal immigrants to receive a driver's license. If it is not enforced, then they should have to go through the same things that I have to go through.
Now, who can argue with that? Can you, Jack?
No. You know, that's a very logical statement. It would be good policy.
Okay. Well, Ken, thank you for making that statement on the KSCO Saturday Special.
All right. And my one last comment is now everyone's going to look at the back of their driver's license.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, all right.
You have a good
Thank
one.
You.
Take care.
You.
There goes
well,
Ken.
He raises a very interesting question. You know, when was the last time you looked at your driver's license? I looked at it about a week ago when I was going through airport security.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to say, if undocumented want to fly, how do they fly if they don't have a driver's license? Because that's what's used at airports. It's an interesting question.
You know, I never thought of that either. Well, maybe flying is a privilege, not a right.
Well, it could be.
Like driving is a privilege, not a right. Okay, let's go to our next caller. That would be Juan in Salinas. Okay, Juan, welcome to KSCO. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was wondering, they're going to be issuing these licenses free? Or they have to pay for it, like we have to pay for our licenses.
What do you know about that, Jack? Anything?
I don't know anything about that, but I would imagine, given the state budget situation, that they would have to pay the fee like everybody else.
One would think, but who knows?
Okay, the other thing is, they get a license, then that means they have to register a vehicle, so they have to pay for registration, and then they have to have insurance. So the state's already seen this as a moneymaker, because the state needs money. Has anybody mentioned that?
You just did.
Yeah.
Well, I just got here the second half of the hour. I didn't catch the beginning this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, you could catch the beginning, which was pretty spicy, actually. You can catch the first hour tonight on the rebroadcast from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Or any time after, probably
6 or 7 o'clock tonight, by going to KSCO.com and clicking on Saturday Special, then you'll hear the last Saturday Special.
Yeah, I heard when Ben had was on the air, but yeah, I figured the state just looks at it that they just need more money, and that's one way of getting the money for the state. A lot of people, you know, they say, well, you know, a lot of undocumented workers come to work, send money back to Mexico. Well, now it's going to be less money they're going to send, and it's a lot more affordable for them just to commute the way they're commuting on a lot of them on the buses.
You know, Juan, that's a pretty intelligent observation, actually, because when you look at Gray Davis, I mean, money any way you can get it.
Yeah,
you know?
And yet the state or the nation wants us to start commuting ourselves and using the buses and all this. And I mean, well, if they can give these guys the driver's license, well, why not me? I should have more rights than illegal. Why should I? As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know how to read English, let alone even Spanish. I've run across a lot of people, not all of them, but a lot.
Are you a citizen, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I'm a citizen. Okay, my parents came from Mexico in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Actually, my mom was born in Stockton, but her parents, her grandparents, you know, anyways, on down the line.
Right.
The heritage is there. But I don't know. I just don't think it's just for the money the state needs. And I don't think it's going to do much benefit.
Well, that would
more.
Probably make sense with Jack because he's with the county government there in L.A. So,
well, no, we're not part of the county, but
I'm sorry.
We feel all the government entities a pain because they're all struggling financially. And yes, this would probably generate some money for the state, especially if the people registered a car now that the vehicle license fee has gone up.
Well, gee, I sure am happy that you straightened me out on that because I would have guessed from your title, Senior Vice President, Chief Economist of the Staff of the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. You know, even these companies, even these agencies that have corporation in their names are very frequently government agencies, but
right.
This is not.
This is not a government entity.
So what is it? I mean, how would you describe it?
It's a not-for-profit business association, 501c3 under the tax code, which means it's a public benefit corporation.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so we're looking at what we can do to grow the economy down in L.A., and sometimes it gets to be very difficult. And one of the interesting things that we always run across is that businesses say they're having trouble finding workers with good education, and then that gets right back to the fact that a lot of people, especially in the undocumented community, have a hard time reading and writing English, and in many cases they're not very good at what you'd say Mexican slang, Spanish, and then it's some special dialects, and so this just makes it more difficult for them to survive in what is a very, very difficult environment.
Right. Well, listen, Salinas Juan, enjoy the rest of your day. It sounds like you're on a playground somewhere, are you?
Yeah, there's some kids here having fun.
Oh, this is good. Okay. Well, thanks for calling the Saturday Special. We appreciate it.
Okay.
There goes Juan and Salinas. Now, here comes, Margaret in Santa Cruz has been waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air, Margaret.
Hello. Happy Halloween weekend.
To you, too.
Well, this condones criminal behavior all across the world, actually, because all illegal aliens getting driver's licenses means that Afghanistan, Greenland, Japanese, Chinese, Koreans, Cubans, they're all welcome to get a driver's license here in California. And they do not need a vehicle to acquire insurance. You can get a non-auto liability policy. So you do not need a vehicle to get auto insurance. You just get a non-auto liability and policy. And once they have that insurance, and then they have the driver's license, they can legally cancel their insurance policy and receive a cash prorated refund and still carry the license, albeit illegally, because in California the law says you are to surrender your driver's license upon cancellation of an active insurance policy. So now you have an illegal alien committing a national crime and with a California driver's license who then can cross...
What's the national crime? Forgive me.
Being illegal in this country. That is a national crime.
Okay.
That is a crime against this country to be here illegally.
Okay.
And so then you can cross the state lines and acquire another driver's license, say a New York license, for instance. It is possible. And then from there, you can get a Missouri license, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, that is what persons with DUI convictions here in California and suspended license carriers do here in California to get, you know, keep their insurance rates down. They go to another state and get a license and keep playing the little license transfer game. Now, what I don't understand is how do we distinguish and determine if someone is illegal? I mean, you could be married to an illegal alien and don't even know it, you know? This debate should have entities of a legislator, an insurance professional, a DMV official, and an INS official, because there are so many unanswered gaps and questions in this debate that no one really seems to really have the bottom line on what is really, really going on here. And by the way, don't we have one of the best bus systems and public transit systems in the world here in this country? What the heck do they need licenses for?
Now, wait a minute, Mark. Well,
yeah. Well, can
Margaret,
I make a comment?
One second here. A caller called in and said, please have Margaret cite her sources again.
Well, what sources do you need? I'm
I guess it's just you. I didn't hear you cite any source, but somebody did. I don't know who it was, but I was asked to ask you that.
Well, so. I know insurance law, so what other sources do you need? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, can I make a comment?
Yeah, now Jack wants to respond to what you just said.
You know, right now in Los Angeles, we have a strike by the Metropolitan Transit Authority, and it's been going on now for about, I think it's getting close to a month, and it doesn't look like there's being a settlement. So, yes, we have a great rail and bus system in Los Angeles, but nobody can use it right now. So, interesting responses. You see some people walking long distances, some people riding bikes, and then some people going out and buying cars. So, probably what we should have gotten is gotten Gil Cedillo, who was one of the authors of this piece of legislation, has been a long time advocate of driver's licenses for undocumented on the program.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you have his phone number? We'll call him now.
No, I don't.
Oh. If anybody has Gil, how do you spell his name?
Cedillo.
Okay, we have a vast audience that listens to us over a large section of California. If anybody knows how to get hold of Gil, is his
Gil.
Name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gil Cedillo. Please call our business line at 831-475-1080, and it would be wonderful to if this could happen within the 21 minutes we have left of this program. Margaret, thank you.
Yes, I just feel that, you know, the citizens of California deserve to have this debate understood. There is a reason why the legislators are doing this. There's a reason why there's silence from the insurance professionals. There's a reason why DMV isn't, you know, coming up and taking part in identifying people who do not have insurance. And there's a reason why the INS is not being responsible and speaking about these things. And I think the citizens of California need and deserve the answers.
But what is the reason? Do you know the answers?
What?
You say there's a reason.
No, I don't know them. It's confusing. It seems so illogical.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for your call to the Saturday special. That was Margaret in Santa Cruz. Now, here comes Jay, also in Santa Cruz. Hello, Jay. You're on the air. On
hey, KSL. How's it going? Thank you
Good
for taking my call.
You bet.
I just had a couple of comments. First one is, it's against federal law to employ anyone that's undocumented or illegal alien. So why would we give driver's licenses to illegal aliens to get jobs that they're not supposed to have?
I can't answer that question.
No, that's another good question, and it's you have to say, okay, what was one of the reasons for this law being signed by the governor? You could say it's to prevent being recalled.
That's the only reason
I can
think of.
Answer.
Yeah, and so then you have to say, how does it harmonize with national laws? I don't think anybody has looked at that. See, that's why it'd be good to have Gil Cedillo on the show to answer some of the questions that this brings up.
Can you pretend to be Gil Cedillo?
No, I cannot pretend to be Gil Cedillo. But,
I mean, what he would say, you know, that's what I mean. I don't mean impersonate him, because know that you're Jack Kaiser, but you know, you can bring his perspective to the program.
I think he, you know, he's looking at it, you know, feeling that there's a lot of people in the Latino community who are undocumented and are at a disadvantage from not being able to get licenses, and they're law-abiding, and they make a good contribution to the overall economy. And so I think this is probably why he is pushing it. But it also, you know, raises the question, how do we integrate this thing with national law? And then if you want to get a Social Security number and a bunch of other documents, it's very easy in certain areas of Los Angeles to, you know, literally drive down the street if you know what street to go to, and you can get this all in a very short period of time, and it looks very good.
Okay. Hey, want to thank you for your call, Jay, to the Saturday Special. Now let's go to Jane in Salinas. Jane, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special with Jack and MZ.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Hey, I just want to bring out the point that your speaker there feels that we benefit from illegal aliens, and I feel that we don't, as a nation, benefit. The illegal immigrants take more out in resources and don't pay into taxes. And as a nation, they cost us more than help us in terms of schooling, social security benefits, welfare benefits, et cetera. And so I don't think, you know, the point of rewarding illegal aliens helps us in terms of our nation, especially when many, many people can't get jobs that are legal here and can't afford schools that are legal here and can't send their kids to college who are legal here and can't buy houses who are legal here. And what about that issue, if you could talk? Anyhow, that's my opinion. Thanks. I'll take your opinion off the air.
Okay, there goes Jane and Salinas.
Yeah,
what do you say, Jack?
Well, you look at a lot of undocumented have obtained, what would you say, bogus Social Security numbers. They're paying into the Social Security system, and they're probably never going to be able to collect that money. A lot of them have the documentation that they can get a job. Look at what happened in Walmart where they had a sweep.
Wait a minute. If it's a bogus Social Security number, they probably aren't paying into the system if it's a bogus number.
Well, they have a bogus number, and the employer is deducting it and sending it into the system. And that's another good question. What happens? Because that's one of the key things that you need, a Social Security number. And so they get it, they get a job, and that money probably just goes into some type of a dump type of account. And it's very
shed light on that. Oh, wow, that's a complicated...
Yeah, see, there's all kinds of little nuances to this whole thing. And, you know, right now everybody is all in a dither over it, but there's just so many questions, and it goes back a long, long time. And somebody said, well, they're breaking the law. The idea is that you have a lot of people that come here. They're good workers. As I say, you know, you run into a lot of people I know a couple of people who came into the country illegally, not from Mexico. One was from the Philippines and, was a hard worker and paying taxes and, doing good work. So, it's a very strange situation. They're not coming here to rip people off. They're coming here, to get ahead. And, you know, we've done some studies of manufacturing firms in Los Angeles that have mainly a Latino workforce. And what you find is that these people are very hardworking, very loyal, and the companies say this is a key part of their success.
We are going to take Asa and Live Oak's phone call, but not until after we take the long-distance calls from Dick and Jim, both in Monterey. So let's go to Dick first. Hi, Dick. Welcome to KSCO.
Hello, Michael. You had a caller that offered a solution to the simple problem we're talking about, which is driver's license, and that is give them a license but make it a different color than a standard California license. That way there is no possible chance of them taking this license down and registering to vote.
Hey,
that's a good idea.
A real simple. Now, who said that and we missed it?
Captain
somebody. Yeah, Captain K, that's right. Yeah. Boy, what's wrong with my brain? Anyhow, Dick, do you live in Monterey now, or you just happen to be there?
I just happen to be there. I still live in Watsonville.
Oh, okay. Good. Great to hear from you. That's a very good suggestion here, and I think we've solved the problem.
I wish I could take credit for it.
Well, you can, in a manner of speaking, because you sort of drilled it into us. So that's good. Thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
Our best to all to Elizabeth as well. Yes, here it's a family radio station here, and it's a quarter to noon. Are we ready for a commercial break for the second? Yeah, we are. Noah says we are. Wait a minute. Let's take Jim in Monterey first, so he doesn't have to wait on long distance. Jim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I was wondering if you knew what the requirements are for somebody to drive into this country. I know I've driven into Canada and Mexico with my California or American driver's license. And I was wondering if somebody wanted to, a tourist from Mexico wanted to drive into the United States, what are the requirements as far as licensing for them to do that?
Must have some insurance requirement, no, Jack?
Yeah, they must have something because we see cars from Baja California all the time.
Sonora.
Yeah, Sonora and all that. But I didn't say California, right? I should say California.
California.
Yes.
So
California. How does Schwarzenegger say it?
No, you said it right, California.
Oh, okay. All right.
So nobody really knows what it takes for a foreign tourist to drive into the country with their foreign driver's license.
No, but well,
maybe someone will call. Who knows?
Okay. Well, pretty much.
Okay, you're welcome here. There goes Monterey Jim. Now let's do the commercial break. Kill the promos, okay? Okay, thank you. We'll be back right after this group of commercials on the KSCO Saturday Special.
Windows are a way to see and a way to be seen. Hello, I'm Guy Mitchell from Lighthouse Windows in Santa Cruz. Lighthouse Windows installs doors and windows in homes and in new construction. We make a big difference in how you see and how you are seen. Listen.
My name is Alice Nikolaisen, and we're residents of Santa Cruz County. Took him one day to put the windows in. You'd never even know they were here. I love the looks of it. I like the grids in the front, and we decided just to have the plain windows in the rest of the house, but it really dressed up the front of the house. When the windows and the doors are shut, you don't get the outside noise. All the neighbors, when they'd walk by, they commented on the windows, and in turn asked us who did it. We told them, and they have had some done themselves.
New windows and doors from Lighthouse Windows will keep your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, and quieter all the time. So when it comes time for you to improve the way you see and the way you are seen, call on the window and door specialists at Lighthouse Windows in Santa Cruz, 426-2601, 426-2601.
Hi, this is Judy DeVilbiss. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the American Longevity Plan. I want to remind you of the great opportunities you have with the American Longevity Company. First, you can gain great health and longevity and a lot more energy. Second, you can make some extra income to help with the bills or for some luxuries you've been going without. I gained health and financial independence with my American Longevity business. Plus, I made some great new friends. If you are interested in improving your health or improving your financial status or making some great new friends, call me for information at 888-352-7500. To simply pick up products, stop in to see me or call and let me help you get set up with what you need. 888-352-7500. That's Judy, 888-352-7500.
If you think you missed the boat on low mortgage rates, think again. This is Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland with more good news for homeowners and home buyers. There are still mortgage loan programs that offer low rates and lower payments than you can possibly imagine. If your goal is to save money on mortgage payments, pull cash out for any reason, or to pay your home off early, please call Pacific Inland today at 475-2600. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
And we're coming back in the with the closing minutes of the KSCO Saturday Special, talking about illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses. What do you think? 479-1080 or 477-1340. Our guest is Jack Kaiser from the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, which is a 501c3. It is not a government agency, as I incorrectly thought earlier. Jack, are you back with us? I think you're there, right, Jack?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Now let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Marco in Salinas. We will get to Asa and Live Oak, but we want to give priority to the long-distance calls. Go ahead, Marco. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I just thought that if there were less illegal workers here, that wouldn't that lead to increased wages for the legal workers that are here?
It probably would if you had a shortage of workers, but the question is, would people want to take some of the jobs? And I think that's one thing that we all acknowledge, that some of these jobs that are being done are not very, very attractive, but you do have people who want to take them and earn some money. It's a very strange dynamic.
Yeah, well, it seems like if there are less workers, that the supply would be lower, so it kind of forced the increased wages. And then there are also a lot of people on welfare that, why can't we force them to come off of that and to work these lower-paying jobs?
Well, in many cases,
I like that.
Yeah, on the welfare, you'd probably have the same issues of education and qualification that you would with some of the undocumented. It's, that's something that you do find. And then also in welfare, if it's a mother, a woman with children, then the question comes up about the availability of child care. So it's a lot of little nuances on that one.
Thanks for bringing it up, Salinas Marco. Let's go now, finally, to Asa in Live Oak. Asa, you're on the air.
Well, I'm glad I finally...
I'm sorry it took so long. But you always have a nice contribution.
I was having fun listening. Anyway, I want to say that I was grateful for Margaret's questions. I thought they were very good. And But the thing that I wanted to bring up with a man who is interested in business development for this site is that I believe that this Vincente Fox is a person who is up here going to try to lobby everybody to make it worse for us. In other words, he is trying to unload his problems on the U.S., and he has been trying to unload his problems on the U.S. ever since he got elected. And he's not giving up.
Who are you talking about?
The president of Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And I think that he should be, well, I don't know if anybody's going to, probably somebody's going to monitor him as he goes parading through. And he and Bush are old buddies. I just think that I think they're in cahoots to try to unload some Vincente problems on us, which he's done quite successfully. Because he should be hassling with these problems. He should be hassling with the mothers. He should be hassling with the uneducated. He should be hassling with the people in his country, and there is no excuse for them. They have plenty of riches. They have got plenty of wealth. There is no excuse for him not to have developed his country, and the people with money in that country are the ones who should get our wrath, and that we should not make excuses. The poor undocumented alien is just a little pawn in the wheel of this terrible national Mexican government filled with corruption and drug peddling that's trying to push the whole bunch of their garbage and stuff over our borders, and have succeeded very well. And if some of the people, especially in LA, if the business people don't get up their dander about it, the business people don't, and the business people cave in because they want to have the cheap labor too. Well, the business people better get some conscientiousness and not cave in if they want the United States to stay the United States. That's all I've got to say, and I wish you well.
Thank you. There goes Asa in Live Oak. Here comes Vernon.
Michael. I heard your guest there say something about how they put more in the system than they take out because of, their payments into the Social Security system.
Did Jack say that?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
Well, you can't have it both ways, in my opinion, Jack. If you're paid such a low wage, if you really do the numbers, and Michael gets after me, I won't. If you do the calculations, if you have one child in school for the whole 12 years, you will go through everything. If you're a low wage worker, in less than 12 years of education, the public will have put out more on the cost of education of your child than you will in fact put into the system. I mean, it just doesn't add up. If you're not making any money and you say they fill all these low-paying jobs, you're just not putting much into the system, period. I mean, whether you're legal or illegal.
Well, you have, here again, in the Latino community, unfortunately, you have a pretty high dropout rate from school. And a lot of times they, you know, pressure from the family, go out and earn some money. And so, here again, it's so complicated with this whole whole situation, and I think ASA nailed it. Mexico has a problem with their government. They've had a problem. It's not just Vicente Fox. Remember, he comes from the PAN, which was the opposition party for the longest time, and the PRI was in
charge. Let me ask you a question, Jack. Is if we made everyone that was here legal today, legal, mm-hmm. right now with a stroke of a pen, is there any point in time you would be willing to say, "Is that's it? We will allow no more legal, illegal people into this country"?
Well, that would seem to be very appealing, but we always have a problem in that people are very innovative.
Asked what you would be willing to do. Is there any point at which you would be willing to close the door on people to come here illegally?
Oh, you don't want people to come to the United States illegally. It opens up all kinds of problems. These people are here illegally. They're subject to abuse, to crime. No, we've got a real major problem in that we think our borders are secure, but they're not.
The sense that you were in favor, either supporting the fact that people are here illegally and saying that they contribute more than they take out.
The ones that are here, most of them, they're here because they're risk takers. They're trying to get ahead, and in many cases, they're hardworking and are making it.
Well, you know, I think that I should go rob a bank or something, because I just wanted, all I care about is raising my standard of living, and no one could really begrudge me that just because it's an illegal act. No one should be upset.
No.
No, come on, Vernon. That's a little far fetched.
No, yeah. It isn't, Michael.
No,
is it really?
That's not
is
a good analogy.
Is it? It's a, well, is it? Is it? It? They're both illegal activities. Clearly, in one case, it's the justification for being here illegally is I just want a better life. It's the same justification for two illegal activities. And on the one, you're saying, well, the one's okay because someone just wants a better life. But this isn't okay to do that just because you want a better
one
life.
One is a victim-y crime, and one is, I won't say a victimless crime, but it's a much more closer to being victimless crime,
Michael,
than your bank robbery thing.
What's the highest, last closing thing I'll leave with Michael, what's the highest level of crime in this area? Where does it occur? Where does the most murders occur in this area? And it's in Salinas
and followed by
Watson.
And
it's among the Hispanic population, which is tragic, really.
Harold and Aptos is cheering now as we're speaking.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
All right, there goes Vernon. Here comes Andy in San Jose. Andy.
Yeah, I just have a couple quick points to make. Years ago, I'm not sure, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Leon Panetta backed some bill that eliminated farm workers from having to pay into the Social Security system, and
He was a congressman from this area?
Yes, he was. It was done for the purpose of the farm workers in the area, and actually farm workers throughout. But no one's talking about that, number one. Another point is most of the workers, what they do is they'll write or enter that they have 12 dependents, and they're single because they're able to deduct their dependents in Mexico. And then the last point is, as an employer, I've had individuals come to me with the proper documents, and then I get a letter from the Social Security 6 months, a year later, stating that these numbers do not coincide with the name. And we try to research it, and then the Social Security notice says that we're not to discriminate, and you cannot terminate. You have to continue their employment, and there's no way to resolve
even
that.
Even if it was procured via fraud?
They tell you, it's specific in the letter, they are to go ahead and work with Social Security, but you as an employer cannot terminate them, and you can't do anything contrary to the employment based on their letter.
Is Andy correct here, Jack, as far as you know?
Heard
that?
Well, he's had the experience, so he is correct, obviously. And this shows you what goes on out there. The whole system is sort of, it's a mess.
Okay, well, I wish we could have, we did solve one thing, with a different color and class of driver's license.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, thank all of you for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. Thank you, particularly Jack Kaiser from the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, and appreciate your participation in the KSCO Saturday Special, which will be rebroadcast on this station tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. And if you click on Saturday Special on the link on our website starting this evening, when one of us gets an opportunity to upload it, you'll be able to hear this program on demand, assuming we get a good copy of it. Thanks again, Jack, and we'll talk to you all next time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the bee.
That's all, folks.
It's Cancel, Santa Cruz, KMY, Watsonville.
Radio Network News. Pouring it on as fast as they can. California firefighters aiming their hoses at the advancing old fire toward Big Bear, the San Bernardino Mountain Resort community, which remains in jeopardy still. Big Bear is about the only city of any size, though still in danger from the fires, which have roared out of control for a week now, charring 1,500 square miles. That's an area the size of Rhode Island. The weather remains cool and damp, an obvious advantage to fire suppression, but the clock is ticking as the forecast calls for the Santana winds, the devil winds, to return next week. They'll bring more hot, dry desert air from the east over the mountains where fire crews fear flare-ups if they don't tamp out the flames first. As the fires retreat, they leave behind a grim trail of bodies, some found inside burned-out cars, others next to pets their owners hope to save. The dead now total 22, including one firefighter. More than 3,100 structures have been reduced to black ash, 2,500 of those.